Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by David Whelan, who is CEO at VR Education. Just to start off with, David, could you tell us a little bit about what VR Education does?
Our main product is the Engage platform, which is a communications tool where anybody from anywhere in the world can log into a remote virtual environment and communicate with people very, very naturally. So when you have a VR headset, when you put on these goggles onto your head, you're in a virtual environment. And originally the Engage platform was designed for education and corporate training. But because of COVID, we've actually really expanded where we're in the corporate communications arena and also virtual events as well, which we hold inside Engage on a weekly basis. And we've really grown and expanded, especially over the last 12 months, where our user numbers have gone up by 700% and our revenue has gone up by 550% on the Engage platform. So it's certainly the right product at the right time, definitely providing like a need to these large corporations.
What do you think is the edge that you have, the USP that you have that other people maybe don't?
So the one thing that we do very, very well is you've seen like there's a huge growth in video platforms like Zoom and Microsoft Teams, and they work very well for smaller group conversations. So if you maybe have 6 or 8 people, Zoom and Microsoft Teams is perfect where you can have a natural conversation. Now, people can overtalk each other very easily, but you can have a fairly natural conversation at a meeting. But let's say you need a meeting where you have 20 people attending or 50 people attending. Video communication doesn't work. A lot of these large blue chip companies have gone completely online because of COVID, and they try to host virtual events. Well, they say they're virtual events. Having 1,000 people logged in on a video platform, watching PowerPoint after PowerPoint and calling that an event really is not an event in the traditional sense. What we offer actually is an alternative where if you log into Engage and you can have millions of people logged into Engage at the same time, you can attend an event like you would naturally, where you can go to virtual exhibit halls, talk to people privately in these hallway conversations like you would in a real conference. That's something that we provide that video-based platforms just don't provide. That networked social interaction, we get that right, whereas again, video communication is very good for smaller groups.
We've seen a lot of M&A in the tech space, especially since the pandemic started. Is your view that you're better off as an independent company, or would you rather forge your own path?
There's quite a lot of acquisitions happening all around the world at the moment, but we really have a vision for where this platform can be. So we see, again, Microsoft Teams and Zoom as our main competitors. We see this as a billion-dollar product in the future, where when people talk about online communications today, they say, look, I'll Zoom you later, or let's meet on Microsoft Teams you later. We want the conversation very, very soon to change. I'm going to engage with you later, because that's exactly what you're doing with our platform. You're physically engaging with people. When you're in Engage, even though we're hundreds of miles away from each other, I could reach out and shake your hand. You'd get all that nonverbal communication. And not only is Engage a really good communications platform, it's also a tool for creating immersive content. And again, going back to a learning and development stage where we're working with educators, all those tools that we built for educators translate very well into the corporate world and into the event space as well. So there's a lot of unique things that we do. But if somebody wants to come along and buy us, they're going to have to write a pretty big check, because I think there's a lot of scope for what we can do. And we're only just starting to take off now.
Well, I suppose a halfway house to that is to have somebody else invest in you rather than take you over. So you have the sort of the best of both worlds.
It's actually HTC who invested in the company. So they got a 20% stakeholding in the business. Now, the great thing with HTC is they're one of the leaders in the immersive technology space as well. And they're also an Asian company. So one of the big things that we did last year was we released Engage for the first time on mainland China. We're one of the very few companies that actually have technology platforms over in China. It's very hard to actually get approved over there. And HTC were a key part of that. So China is the leader in the world for adoption of immersive technologies. It's growing year on year over there. And HTC have a license now where they can resell Engage services on the Chinese mainland. They've been doing business in China for over 20 years. They work very much hand in hand with China Telecom and the Chinese government. So we're really going after large contracts, and conceivably you could see HTC sign a deal with China Telecom as an example and have millions of people on the platform very, very quickly. So we're hugely excited by that opportunity, and HTC are a great partner to work with.
So presumably, not only do you have the backing of an internationally known company, you also have its inroads into a difficult market, which is China.
Exactly. And yeah, like we have a channel partner program. So HTC obviously are one of the main ones, but we also have other channel partners in the US and in Korea as well. And we feel that that's a real positive way to scale the business because we understand people. So American people like dealing with American people, British people like dealing with British people, you know, they don't want where they will talk very naturally to people from their own area. And that's a way that we feel that Engage can grow very strongly in these areas by picking the right channel partners and working with those guys. And it's great for us because what we do is we set the core price for our services and then they can resell it for whatever they want. You know, so it's a win-win for everybody. And that's how we've been growing and expanding. We're not a huge organization by any means. We have doubled our staff in the last 12 months. We grew from 30 people to 60 people and we're still hiring. But there's only so, you can only hire so quickly. Whereas having these recognized channel partners who already have these routes to market and working with those guys closely, that's a way you can scale more efficiently.
Maybe I don't know if you can answer this question, but it is interesting how some applications, some technologies they take on. I mean, how does that particular thing work in your experience? Maybe I don't know if that's too esoteric a question.
Yeah, no, you are right. And if we go back in history, if you look at Betamax versus VHS, Betamax was actually the better format, but it didn't win out against VHS. VHS got more marketing behind it and more push and ended up just getting a toehold in some of the markets. And that's how that became very successful. There is competition coming up behind us as well. We're definitely a couple of years ahead on a technology front, but these guys in the US can raise a huge amount of money. But I do think the way that we already have a very easy to use platform that is already generating revenue, and we're getting these very embedded channel partners who already have their own client base, that's the way that we're going to grow, where you will see a lot of other companies on the other end where they'll raise huge amounts of money and throw all that money at marketing. And, you know, it's a lot of razzmatazz, but really that's not growing the business. We're in the background doing it quietly and kind of seeping into these organizations. I do believe when we entered the market originally, and even when we listed on the stock exchange, we were probably 5 years ahead of the game, which is not what you want to be as an entrepreneur. You want to be a couple of years ahead, not 5 years ahead, because it's hard to generate revenue. But the market is really coming to us now where the headsets themselves are really inexpensive. They're like $300. They're a really good experience. COVID then had been a huge catalyst where everybody was forced to work online. And even when COVID is gone, a lot of these massive blue chip organizations are allowing their workers to work from home for the duration of their contracts now. And even when COVID is completely gone, I know there's going to be a massive rush of people to go back to the office because they just want that social interaction because they've been locked in their house. But I do think that people will fully understand that, oh, I got a lot of work done when I was working at home. I don't want to be commuting 2 hours a day. And I think it'll be a blended work environment where you'll spend half your time in your office and half your time at home. And for that time when you're spending your time at home, the best way to communicate and stay connected with the office is going to be through a platform like Engage. But there will be others that will pop up along the way.
David Whelan, CEO, VR Education Holdings PLC. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.